This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show. Hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Oh, I love that sound. The best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger. We're here daily talking about football, all things football. Of course, Super Bowl 59 just came and went. This is Tuesday morning. So we're just coming out of the aftermath of what we witnessed in New Orleans on Sunday afternoon. And it was a whipping. It was the Eagles just dominant in the trenches. Let's just start with the Eagles. All right, by the way, you can find me at Baldy NFL all over social media. Had over 30 million views of all the breakdowns I did yesterday from the NFL Network and on Sunday night. So a lot of interest out there in some of the things that happened in the game. Thank you for following. And you can download this free Odyssey app, and you can watch this on a daily basis. But this is what's amazing in this game. Patrick Mahomes dropped back 38 times to throw the ball on Sunday. 38 times. He was sacked 6 times. He was hit 11 times. He was pressured 16. The Eagles did that with a front 4 rush where they didn't blitz one time. They didn't blitz once in 38 pass attempts. One time they had a zone pressure. They brought Zach Bond and dropped Nolan Smith. But it was still a 4-man rush. They didn't run a single stunt. They didn't run a single blitz. They affected Patrick Mahomes. They made him look like he was back at Texas Tech playing against Oklahoma. If you remember some of those games, I used to do Big 12 games, so I remember what that looked like, where he's just running around, just frantically trying to find something. And it was a dominant performance. With 34 seconds to go in the third quarter, it was 34-0. We'd never seen that from Kansas City. Even in the Super Bowl they lost to Tampa, we didn't see that. It was, and so I nicknamed the Eagles' front four the Filthy Four, because it really didn't matter if it was Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, James Hunt, Moro Ojomo. It didn't matter. Jordan Davis. It didn't matter who was rushing. They affected it. And so it exposed a major weakness with the Chiefs. They got away with moving Joe Tooney from left guard, all-pro left guard, to left tackle. Back in week 14, they did that. And they got away with it. But every step you go up in competition, every playoff game that gets bigger and bigger, your weakness has a chance of being exposed a little bit more. And that got exposed. Joe struggled out there. He struggled against Josh Sweat, against Jalen Hunt, against Nolan Smith. So let's just look at what the Eagles have done. Because they're the youngest defense in football. They're the number one defense in football. They don't have a weakness. Nolan Smith was the 30th pick in the draft out of Georgia. Ran in the 4.3s. But he's the most – he has come the furthest, the fastest of any defensive lineman in this entire league. He plays the game with the level of violence that not many share. He is a violent, twitched up, explosive football player. And I'm telling you, if I say that he reminds me of Von Miller, he reminds me of Von Miller. Basically the same size, but faster and more violent than Von. This guy has a chance to be great, really great. He plays the game with a smile on his face with a knife in his hand. Like what he did to Trey Smith on a trap, I've never seen anybody do to Trey Smith. He just buckled him. Jalen Carter plays the game the same way. They are a violent group of defensive linemen, and they owned the line of scrimmage. Now, they struck gold with Zach Bond, a middle linebacker. Maybe the best middle linebacker in football right now. Better than Fred Warner. Better than Roquan Smith. He had the interception. Great play. He filled up a stat sheet. Nobody had 150 tackles and 5 forced fumbles this year. The Eagles had 13 takeaways in the postseason. They turned it over once on Sunday. They were plus 12 in the turnover ratio. Only the Dallas Cowboys of 1992, which was one of the most dominant teams we've seen, you know, in modern era. Only that team can you know, better that. Their tackling was crisp. I mean, it was just, now there was a moment in the game. It was brief where Kansas City had a chance to get into the game. You'll all remember this. With 1:06 to go in the second quarter, Mahomes rolled out to his right and he threw it to DeAndre Hopkins. And Nuke stumbled and he dropped it. It's a touchdown. If he hits him in stride and he finishes it, the Eagles blew the coverage. The only guy that has a chance of tackling him is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and he's covering Justin Watson with his back to him, away from the play. They're going to go in at halftime 24-7. And then in the third quarter, the first minute of the third quarter, Xavier Worthy is streaking through the post. And Philadelphia has no chance of covering him. And Mahomes wants to get it to him, and Jordan Davis collapsed the pocket and sacked Mahomes. But if he throws it out there to an open patch of grass, the game's going to be 24-7 if they make those two throws. Now, it's woulda, shoulda, coulda, I know. But that's the one chance the Chiefs had to get back into the game. They could have cut the lead to 24-14, and who knows what would happen. But that never happened. On the other side, conversely, the Eagles' offensive line. Look, Kansas City played a defense to stop Saquon Barkley, and they did that in the run game. Here's what they did. They played both safeties 15 yards deep. They pressed the wide receivers on the outside, and they loaded up the box, whether it was a 6-man box or 7-man box, with Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, and Leo Chenault, like I thought they would. And they said, we're just going to go crash this party. And we're not going to let Saquon get loose. And they concentrated on that. And they're very good at it. Very good at it. Now, with that, they didn't have an answer for Jalen Hurts when he ran, whether it was design runs or scrambles. They were so concentrated on Saquon that Jalen ran for 72 yards and 4 first downs, including the opening touchdown of the game. So they could take away some things. They couldn't take away everything. That's the mark of a great offense is, okay, if you concentrate on this, we're going to get Jahan Dotson on the fourth pass of the game beating Jalen Watson down to the 1-yard line. They score the next play in a tush push. We're going to get Devontae Smith after they stuff Kansas City on fourth downs and they get the ball at the 46-yard line. And the next play, they take a shot to Devontae Smith. On the play, they doubled. And it's the only time they lined up in a single high safety. But they used that safety to double A.J. Brown with Trent McDuffie. Brian Cook and Trent McDuffie, they anticipated a deep shot. And they bracketed A.J. Brown. But they left Devontae Smith one-on-one with Jalen Watson. And they went max protection, took a shot. And they hit Devontae Smith for a 46-yard touchdown. They hit A.J. Brown on a shallow cross against zone coverage. And the play that they ran was good versus man or zone. And Jalen hit A.J. Brown. All three receivers made big plays. Jalen Hurts was the MVP, and he should have been. It was an MVP performance. He made the one mistake on an interception, but really it didn't cost him. they threw it to AJ, got picked off by the safety, but Kansas City got the ball at the 2-yard line, couldn't do anything with it. Those were just dominant performances up front. Lane Johnson is the best tackle in football and has been. You can talk about Penei Sewell, talk about Trent Williams, you talk about a bunch of guys. The guy played a superfluous, like just a fantastic Super Bowl. Chris Jones went over the one time. One time he went over and visited Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson short-setted him and stoned him the way nobody stones Chris Jones. And he paid him one visit and went away from him. Jordan Mulata was on top of his game. Like, they played a great game up front protecting Jalen Hurts. I mean, you talk about protection. He had 3, 4, 5 seconds on a lot of throws to find open receivers. The offensive line of the Eagles painted a masterpiece. You could say, okay, the run game, they didn't do great. But that's what Kansas City's game plan was. And they have the big linebackers to do it. You know, and I mentioned the opportunities that Kansas City had. And they couldn't make do on those. And so, honestly, what happens when you win a Super Bowl and you're that dominant? Everybody starts looking at what you did and how you did it. And really, you have to go back to Howie Roseman and what he did to build this team, whether it's acquiring Saquon, whether it's acquiring Zach Bond and saying he can fit in this defense, even though he was sort of positionless in New Orleans. But he's a Wisconsin linebacker, and they cross-trained their linebackers at Wisconsin. The guy started 21 straight games and filled up a stat sheet, and I believe he was the best middle linebacker in football this year, start to finish. You went out and drafted Quinyon Mitchell with your first pick. They could have had Terrion Arnold. They could have had Kool-Aid McKinstry. They could have taken any corner. They took Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo. And you go back and you watch what Quinyon did at the Senior Bowl, where he's playing up in competition. He was the best corner at the Senior Bowl. And the Eagles took him as the first corner, and he delivered. And then they traded up in the second round to get Cooper DeJean, who basically blew the game open with his pick six. Zone coverage, Mahomes never saw him, trying to get the ball to DeAndre Hopkins, jumped in front of it, took it back for a house call to open up the lead 17-0, 10-0 to 17-0. And you watch him at the line of scrimmage, jam, you know, Travis Kelce. Kelce couldn't get off the line of scrimmage against him. You watch him in the open field make tackles. They rebuilt their defense in one offseason. And so my message to every team out there, and I was just on a call with Station of San Francisco, is if there's one thing that Howie Roseman and the Eagles show you, you never go wrong by building in the trenches. I'll give an example. They went out and signed Bryce Huff in free agency. They gave him a $51 million deal. And they started Bryce Huff at outside linebacker in Vic Fangio's defense for maybe the first 6 weeks of the season. And they said, he doesn't fit. He's not a linebacker. He's a pass rush specialist. You know, and they kind of had to eat their losses. And then Bryce got hurt. So what they did was they took Nolan Smith, and all they did was just keep developing the kid and putting him on the field. And he delivered. He might be the most dominant edge rusher in the league right now. And that's Nick Bosa. That's Max. You know, that's Max. You pick an edge rusher. He's as good as anybody right now and violent. And so my message to every team out there, and I was talking to Daniel Jeremiah last night till midnight. He had announced the Senior Bowl. He was there all week. This might be the deepest draft for defensive tackles that we have seen. You might be able to get yourself 2 defensive tackles in this draft. Draft young and develop. There's this. I went to Mobile. I looked at this defensive line. It's the deepest draft for defensive linemen I can see in a while. It's the strength of this draft. With NFL-ready bodies, grown men, you know, 22 years old, grown men with NFL-ready bodies. I mean, it is something to see. So my message, honestly, is You can maybe you can do what Philadelphia did if you draft and develop offensive linemen and defensive linemen and build through the trenches. Yeah, the quarterback is important. Jets, Giants, they all need quarterbacks. No question. And then you go to four other teams. The Raiders need a quarterback. The Saints probably need a quarterback. Jalen Hurts was the 53rd pick in this draft. The kid developed. He's a stud. He's a student of the game, and he keeps getting better. He doesn't listen to the noise. But it helps when you protect him the way the Eagles do, and you put a stud running back behind him. Every team, not every team, but if you just look at what the Eagles...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
...are doing. You can never go wrong. You build through the trenches. The receivers are not the most important player on your football team. Yeah, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith are studs. They traded for A.J. Brown during the draft. They drafted Devontae Smith. You can find receivers. All right, you can draft receivers. But it's hard to find left tackles like Jordan Mailata, like right tackles like Lane Johnson. You got to work to find them. You got to draft to get them. And you got to develop them. Anyways, that's the best football show. Just that's the blueprint. Philadelphia Eagles is the blueprint. They proved that again. That's been the best football show today on February 11th. We turn our attention to the draft and free agency and the combine. We'll get to talking about all of that real soon. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I'll talk to you real soon.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.